For this Thursday, November 20th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. The Posey County Democrats and the Posey County Democratic Women's Party are now meeting on the third Thursday of each month. Their next meeting is tonight at 6 o'clock. Meetings will be held at the Posey County Democrat headquarters, which is located at 217 West 3rd Street in Mount Vernon. If you want to ask questions about the upcoming 2026 election and what offices are up this year in Posey County, they can be discussed at these monthly meetings. Posey County has chosen a new commissioner. A caucus on Tuesday night selected Eric Kester to replace Brian Shore, who resigned earlier this month. According to Posey County Republican Party Chair Greg Newman, Shore's resignation is effective on November 30th to focus on his health. Evansville organizations have come together to help students succeed in the real world. Junior Achievement of Southwestern Indiana broke ground on a new Discovery Center Monday. The building will be around 25,000 square feet and will be located off Diego Drive. Inside the building, there will be holograms. Students will be able to walk in, ask a question, and a hologram will pop up and be able to answer the question. There will also be a park-like setting where there will be 18 different storefronts of all the different companies in our region. The building will serve as a simulation of what it's like to run a business in the real world. Before breaking ground, officials visited another Discovery Center and received feedback. Officials say the goal is for students to get the linkage between what is being taught today and what they need to know for the future. In local high school sports tonight, Mount Vernon Girls Swimming has a three-team meet at Tecumseh at 6 o'clock. The third team at the meet is Gibson Southern. From local college sports today, USI men's basketball has a game versus Incarnate Word at 11:30 a.m. in the Geico Boardwalk Battle in Daytona, Florida. The Screaming Eagles are 1-3. Evansville women's basketball has their home opener tonight at 6 o'clock as they face IU Indy. UE women's basketball played their first four games of the season on the road, and they are 0-4. In Bloomington, Indiana, men's basketball welcomes Lindenwood for a 5 o'clock tip-off. The Hoosiers are 4-0 on the year. Number 1 Purdue plays Memphis at 5 o'clock in a tournament down in the Bahamas. The Boilermakers are 4-0 on the season. In the NBA last night, the Indiana Pacers saw their 8-game losing streak come to an end as they defeated the Charlotte Hornets at home 127-118. Benedict Mathurin led Indiana with 24 points. Pascal Siakam scored 22 points and Jay Huff had 20 points off the bench. The Pacers improved to 2-13 and play at the Cleveland Cavaliers tomorrow evening. That's news and sports for this Thursday, November 20th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.